This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. New numbers from the State Health Department show that retailers are seeing more COVID-19 outbreaks. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports.
The data shows that many of the outbreaks since the beginning of May have been in grocery stores, fast food restaurants, and other retail businesses. The state identified 41 new outbreaks total. An outbreak is when two or more positive COVID-19 cases are detected in a 14-day period. Earlier in the pandemic, Colorado had more outbreaks in elder care and correctional facilities. Those places still make up more than half of the total number of outbreaks in the state. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
State health officials say Colorado's stay-at-home period flattened the curve and spread out the number of COVID hospitalizations. The head of the state health department, Jill Hunsaker-Ryan, warns that coronavirus is unpredictable and that there is still a lot to learn.
I think our main message is that as restrictions are relaxed, we need to go slow so we can understand how different policies, how people's behaviors impact the speed of viral transmission so that this thing doesn't get ahead of us.
She says about 167,000 Coloradans have had the virus, just under 3% of the state's population. A state prison will close to save the state money. The Gazette reports a legislative committee voted to close the Skyline Correctional Center in Canyon City next year. It's still dependent on another vote in the legislature. Officials say the prison population has been reduced because of the pandemic. Denver announces new and free coronavirus testing this afternoon. We'll go live to Mayor Michael Hancock at 2 p.m. This is CPR News.